This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning. High energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. Welcome back to hour number three, another eventful news day. I used to think it couldn't get any better than under President Donald J. Trump as far as what there was to talk about. I mean, the news was good under Trump, and there was always something interesting to talk about. The news is now all bad, but there's still always something interesting to talk about under the brain-dead, dementia-laden President Biden, who's a communist and owned by the Chinese Communist Party. There's always lots of news. None of it's good, but there's always lots and lots of news to talk about. That's the good side of it. Lemons to lemonade. I'm trying to see the glasses half full. There's certainly never any lack of controversial news for me to talk about with Joe Biden as president. If you're with me in the first 2 hours, you know the big news is that executive order Biden is at it again. He's now put through 37 executive orders, the most of any president in history, and more than anyone in the last 53 years, and more than anyone combined, because his four predecessors together put 10 executive orders in, and this guy has put in 37, so more than three times more than his predecessors put in their first week that we're talking about, he's put in 1 week. So it's really an incredible number, an incredible situation, and every one of them is worse than the next. Whether it's climate change or a federal minimum wage or killing job creating, you know, Keystone pipelines or transsexuals, you know, in girls' bathrooms and in girls' locker rooms and on girls' sports teams. It just doesn't get any worse than this. It's incredible to me the types of executive orders he was in a rush to put through. And by the way, he's also in a rush to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill, just to make sure you got a black woman on a dollar bill. So just to show you that Wayne Root has no problem with it, because Harriet Tubman was a great lady and is a great story about American history, no question about it. Let's create a new bill. Let's create a $7 bill or a $12 bill or a $30 bill or a $40 bill and put Harriet Tubman on. I got no problem with that. None. I think she's a great lady. Let's create a new, item of currency, and let's put her on it. But why would you want to get rid of Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill? Is it just because you hate white men and you want, it's so desperate to replace a white male with a black female? Is that what it is? Or, you know, couldn't you just create another kind of dollar denomination bill and put Harriet Tubman on it? What'd be wrong with that? That seems like a perfect compromise, but why do you have to get rid of Andrew Jackson? I like the 20 the way it is. I don't want to change it. And I think Andrew Jackson was a great man and a great president. There's no reason to change it. So, you know, I'm saying honor Harriet Tubman. Great, no problem. Create a new bill, a new denomination bill. Or create a new coin, create a new silver coin with Harriet Tubman on it. But I just don't see why you think a national priority is to rush into an elimination of a white guy and a $20 bill. You know, old, dead white guy's no good. And let's show America that it's all about putting a black person on the $20 bill because she's black for no other reason. Right? If you're doing it to honor her as a great woman, then let's create a new denomination and put her on it. No problem at all. I say honor her. I say she was great. But I just can't understand for the life of me why it's a priority, number one, in this day and age. That's not a priority. In the age of COVID, I think beating COVID's a priority. And getting the economy back in gear, getting rid of lockdowns, that's an economy a priority. And creating jobs, that's a priority. Making health care good again, that's a priority. But I don't see how changing the person's picture on the $20 bill is a priority for the incoming president of the United States. And I don't see why it's important to get rid of an old, dead white guy. The whole thing is ridiculous. I'm not saying don't honor Harriet Tubman. Honor her. Create a new currency for her. A new dollar denomination of currency. It's a sign of what's to come. It's very, very bad. You know, how do you get rid of racism? Obviously, Democrats believe by being even more racist. You know, I mean, there's no doubt there's been racism in America. Nobody can doubt that. There's no doubt there's some racism now. There's always been and always will be some degree of racism. But it's not a racist country. They're not racist behind every single rock, as Democrats seem to think and fear. And it doesn't eliminate racism. It causes more racism, by the way, more hard feelings, more anger when you just throw out a guy who didn't do anything wrong to put in a black woman. Why? What did he do wrong? What did Andrew Jackson do wrong? I don't know. I guess I'm not privy to the latest scoop. There must be some new scoop I don't know about. I have no idea what Andrew Jackson did so wrong. I don't know why you get your name removed or your face removed from a public building or a dollar bill or whatever it is, you know, because you were around a long time ago and it's time to move on. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's so important about it. I don't know what's priority about it. I know that Biden has created a bipartisan court-packing commission led by Democrat election lawyer Bob Bauer. And I can already tell you what conclusion they're going to come to. That they want to and they must and we should, for fairness and equity, pack the United States Supreme Court. He's named this special commission that will consider expanding the Supreme Court, among other reforms. See how Democrats use those words? Reforms. It's not a reform to pack the Supreme Court. I'm sorry. Democrats have proposed packing the court by expanding the number of justices and filling the resulting vacancies with left-wing judges. The goal is to eliminate the court's current nominal 6-3 conservative majority, which Democrats like former Attorney General Eric Holder claim undermines its legitimacy. Really? How have you undermined its legitimacy? Biden dodged questions about court packing throughout the fall of 2020 until announcing his plan to create a commission to study the issue. It's scary. This bipartisan commission will be chaired by Biden's former campaign lawyer, Bob Bauer, a career Democrat operative who worked for the Perkins Coie firm. Perkins Coie was involved in the Russian dossier on then-candidate Donald Trump. And its election law practice, headed by Mark Elias, led Democrat filings throughout the 2020 presidential election and its aftermath. Politico added, among those who will be on the commission are Christina Rodriguez, a professor at Yale Law School, oh, she must be a beaut, and a former deputy assistant attorney general in the Obama Department of Justice, can you imagine, who will join Bauer as co-chair. Oh, that's bipartisan. Carolyn Fredrickson, former president of the American Constitution Society, Jack Goldsmith, a Harvard Law School professor, and a former assistant U.S. attorney in the Bush Department of Justice, will also serve on the commission. Those familiar with the discussion said, oh, sure, and they're going to come up with packing the Supreme Court, and then they're going to say it's bipartisan. Listen, when you come from Harvard Law School, I don't care if Bush appointed you, I don't care if Obama appointed you. If you're from Harvard Law School and Yale Law School, you're no good. And you're for Big Brother and you're for bigger government, just like we've already seen with the Supreme Court, you know? This idea that Republicans have a 6-3 lead. No, they don't. The fact is, when push came to shove and the election was in question, the Supreme Court refused to take the case. They refused to get involved in a racist, unfair, purely Republican, partisan Supreme Court. It's not. The reality is they ran from the most important case in America's history. They ran away from it like it was a grenade. Can never rely on Republicans. They're all wussies. Whereas Democrats always vote in lockstep with other Democrats in everything they want at all times. And they think that's okay. That's not biased. That isn't partisan. It's only when Republicans do something it's partisan. There is a little bit of good news out there. Okay? A new poll is out. A majority of GOP voters think Donald Trump should start a new party. And a majority of GOP voters express a belief that Trump should run for president in 2024. So Republicans are far from through with Trump, far from turned off with Trump, far from turned against Trump. None of that has happened. A majority of Republican voters express the belief that former President Donald Trump should run for president again in 2024, a new Politico Morning Consult survey revealed. So, you know, again, I've said again and again on the show, most of the polls are bad. They're fixed against us. They pull mostly Democrats. And Politico Morning Consult is one of those. So if their poll says that most Republicans want Trump to run for president, their poll, then I guarantee you the real numbers are much, much, much higher. According to the survey, 56% of Republican voters believe that Trump probably or definitely will run for president again in 2024, a sign that GOP voters are not yet done with the former president as Washington Republicans try and move past the election. 36% said otherwise. By the way, I guarantee you that that poll is oversampling Democrats, and that's why the number, you know, is actually much different in a real legitimate poll. I guarantee you they're calling Republican voters people that aren't Republican voters or people that don't vote very often, people that are not dedicated conservatives. They always make sure they poison these polls. But at least a majority of GOP voters, even in a bad liberal poll that's always against the president, still show that they think Trump should run for president in 2024. And a majority of GOP voters think Trump should start a new party. Let's see what the percentages are there. Survey taken January 24th, 21st through 24th, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters. That's a good sign. Asked the question, former President Trump suggests he may start a third party. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Plurality of likely voters, 45% believe is a bad idea. Majority of GOP voters, 53%, consider a good idea, as do 41% of those surveyed overall. So again and again, every study, whether it's good or bad, whether it's liberal, slanted, whether it's big brother, big government running the survey, they all show that most Republicans like Trump, have not turned on Trump. Trump is still popular. They want him to run again. They want him to start a new party. All the above. I think all of that's good news. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
You know, if you weren't with me in hour one, sometimes I like to repeat some of the very big themes from hour number one. Speaking of insanity, Joe Biden signs an executive order banning the term China virus. I thought it was a joke. I really thought it had to be like satire. It had to be like quoting an article from The Onion to make us all look bad, because this couldn't happen. You can't have an executive order that bans the term China virus. First of all, you'd have to go back to 68, 69, when we had a flu pandemic. It was called the Hong Kong flu. You want to go back and ban that name? It's always, the flu is named after the area it comes from. There's nothing wrong with Wuhan virus or China flu or Wuhan flu. It's where it came from. But I've said all along, Joe Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party and by China. We have a president who is not on our team. He's owned by China. And if this isn't the best example I've ever heard, I don't know what is. Everything he does is for his Chinese masters. We are the slaves, they are the masters, and we do whatever they want to do, and you can't blame China for anything. China had nothing to do with it, even though they had everything to do with it. It's so clear. Trump had just announced he won the trade war. It was over. Round one of the trade war was over, and he'd won. America had done great. He'd negotiated a great deal for us. And I heard all kinds of brilliant economists who are friends of mine telling me that China is screwed. China's finished. This is going to set China back so many decades. They're never going to pass the United States. Not in my lifetime. Trump had done a great job. And at that moment, the Wuhan flu, the China flu came our way. I'll say it again. China flu, China flu, China flu, China virus, China virus, Wuhan flu, Wuhan virus, whatever it is. It's bad. It came from China, and I don't believe it was a mistake. I've never believed it was a mistake. I believe it's a purposeful attack on the United States of America, And yet he's saying you can't say the word Chinese flu because he's, you know, Joe Biden is owned by China. This segment of the show, by the way, because, you know, just like Joe Biden is sponsored by China, we're sponsored by Energized Health. Someone has got to pay your bills, right? Energized Health keeps us on the air. They pay our bills. You know, it's obvious China pays Joe Biden's bills. So we've got Energized Health. They've got China and the Chinese Communist Party. I'll take my sponsor any day of the week. John and Chelsea Jubilee, they own Energized Health. And they're guests on my show all the time. They drive in or fly in from their homes in California. And they're such nice people, and they're such a class act. And they are signing up so many of my listeners and treating you guys so nicely, like gold I hear from my fans. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee, for sharing your breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. It's not a weight loss program. This is not Weight Watchers. The results, it's about losing fat so that you could be healthier than you've been in years and look better than you have in years. It's not about losing weight. It's about losing fat. People lose fat will still be able to eat many of the foods they love. And you can too. Plus, you can supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I'm on the program. I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, visceral fat. I was not fat. Nobody who saw me ever thought I was fat. But everybody is fat inside their bodies, clinging to their organs. This is bad stuff, clinging to your stomach. Bad stuff. And I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. Don't take my word for it. Down 25 pounds of fat, up 10 pounds of muscle, and up 7 pounds of hydration. Go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free and it will give you all the details, or just cut to the chase. Call 888-444-8895. You know you want to do what I did. You know you'd be thrilled to lose 25 pounds of fat. You know that summer's coming up in February, March, April, May. So when you get to June, it's summer. 5 months from now, somewhere between 4 and 5 months from now is summer. If you live in Vegas, it's somewhere between around 3 months from now is summer. And it only took me 2 months to lose 25 pounds of inner body fat. Call 888-444-8895. Look the best of your life, 888. Feel the best of your life, 888-444-8895. Mention Warren, get 40% off. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to energizedhealth.com. Tell them what you sent you. When I get back, we'll take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Democrats want unity, don't they? Isn't that what they said? Wait till you hear what Rob Reiner said when we get back. And wait till you hear what a literary agency did to one of their agents who happened to have accounts on Parler. Democrats don't want unity. They want war. They're looking for a war. They've declared civil war on us. When you get back, I'll explain how, and we'll take calls from you. 833-WAR-TALK.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Biden administration was sued Wednesday over its executive order to halt oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court in Wyoming by the Western Energy Alliance, says President Biden exceeded his authority with the recent order. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus treatments and the vaccine are less effective against the South African COVID strain.
It has diminished somewhat the capability of the vaccine to protect, but, and this is an important but, the vaccine still is effective against this strain that is in South Africa.
Fauci, speaking on Fox News, also says we need to be ready for the arrival of the strain and prepare for it to mutate even more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back. Allen Roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as... For things are so bad... violent crime is going up so fast in Las Vegas. As an example, it was a big story in the Las Vegas newspaper about two guys who held a puppy. I wouldn't call it a puppy mill. What do you call it? Where puppies are brand new and they're selling the puppies, whatever the hell you call it. They're selling brand new puppies, and they held it up at gunpoint and stole the puppies, purebred puppies. That's how bad things are going. A breeder. That's the word I'm looking for. A breeder. A puppy breeder was held up at gunpoint by two guys. The crime is so out of control in Las Vegas, but it's all over the country. Here's an article. Did America's anti-cop movement lead to the largest homicide increase in U.S. history? Did America's defund the police movement result in the largest percentage increase in homicides in history? Heather McDonald, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute and author of The War on Cops, makes a strong argument that it likely did. In a Sunday Wall Street Journal op-ed, McDonald notes that 2020 likely saw the largest percent increase in homicides in American history, noting that murder was up almost 37% across a sample of 57 large and medium-sized cities. According to preliminary figures, at least 2,000 more Americans, most of them black, were killed in 2020 than in 2019. And while the establishment media is largely blaming the pandemic for the spike, McDonald says the chronology doesn't support that assertion, and President Biden's criminal justice policies stand to exasperate the ongoing crime wave while ignoring its causes. The local murder increases in 2020 were startling, up 95% in Milwaukee, 78% in Louisville, Kentucky, 74% in Seattle, 72% in Minneapolis, 62% in New Orleans, 58% in Atlanta. Dozens of children, overwhelmingly black, were killed in drive-by shootings. They were slain in their beds, in living rooms, and in strollers. They were struck down at barbecues, in their yards, in malls, in their parents' cars, and at birthday parties. 55 children were killed in Chicago in 2020. 17 in St. Louis, 11 in Philadelphia. In South Los Angeles alone, 40 children were shot through September. And the mainstream media, such as the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, suggested that the increase is due to the economic, civil, and interpersonal stress caused by the COVID pandemic. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot similarly blamed pandemic-related frustration, anger, trauma, and mental health challenges. However, this does not square with the fact that crime actually fell during the first few months of the pandemic lockdowns, both domestically and abroad, only to reverse itself in May in the United States, thanks to a surge in drive-by shootings. On May 31st alone, 18 people were murdered in Chicago, the city's most violent day in 60 years. Elsewhere, American cities saw similar spikes in mayhem, all tied to the street violence unleashed by the death of George Floyd, a black man who died while in custody of the Minneapolis PD on May 25th after an officer knelt on his neck for over 8 minutes with the guy having fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system and being COVID positive at the time of his death. As McDonald writes, the political and media response to Floyd's death amplified the existing narrative that policing was lethally racist. The ensuing riots received little condemnation from Democrat leaders and a weak response from the criminal justice system. Since Floyd's death, police have faced a poisonous environment, having been shot in the head, firebombed, assaulted with lethal projectiles. Those who attempt to provide aid in the field risk being pelted with rocks and bottles. One Oakland, California officer who has arrested dozens of known murderers and gang members told McDonald he's scared for the first time in his life, not because the criminals are more violent, even though they are, but because if he has to use force on a suspect, he stands to lose his job, his liberty, or his life. A simple cost-benefit analysis would suggest the safest course of action for officers is to simply recall to calls for service and collect a paycheck. All cops now understand this, the officer said. One veteran Chicago detective said, every day you have to decide whether to get out of your patrol car and do something or do nothing. adding that if anyone attempts actual police work, they may end up in jail or without a job if things go sideways. Proactive police work is dead, said Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll of Minneapolis, where police stops fell by more than 50% over the summer. Elsewhere, such as Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, Oakland, Chicago, the number of police-civilian contacts have plummeted. They don't want to question anyone. They don't want to step out of their cars. Anything they do can get them fired, can get them murdered, or can get them put in jail where they'll be, you know, gang raped and their life destroyed. Their family's house will be burned to the ground by Black Lives Matter and Antifa mobs, as if they did something wrong. Protective police work is dead. Meanwhile, anti-gang units and other specialty units across the country, which got guns off the street, were disbanded due to having a disparate impact on African Americans, while police chiefs and prosecutors alike have refused to enforce low-level quality of life laws for the same reason. As a result, more gang members are carrying guns. Since their chances of being stopped are slim, they are enthusiastically killing each other, and innocent bystanders out of opportunism, not economic deprivation. Meanwhile, 2020's violence has only accelerated into the new year, with shootings in South Los Angeles jumping 742% in the first 2 weeks of the year, while Oakland homicides were up 500%, shootings up 126% through January 20th. Murders in New York have jumped 42%, shooting victims 15%, carjackings in Chicago up 135%. On January 16th, a woman was pulled from her car in Aurora, Illinois, and shot in the back by carjackers who had already stolen two vehicles earlier in the day. Four other Chicago suburbs were hit that weekend. In Chicago proper, there have been 144 carjackings through January 21st, with 166 guns recovered. And President Biden, of course, is fanning the anti-cop flames, arguing during the campaign that without justification, that African Americans rightly feared that their loved ones could be killed by a cop every time they stepped outside. Now his administration's criminal justice blueprint aims to get rid of racial disparities in law enforcement, which would eliminate much of law enforcement itself. I mean, this is what's happening to our country is unprecedented. It is a communist attack on the United States of America, and nothing good is going to come of any of this. Let's grab some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. It is toll-free anywhere and everywhere in these United States to call this show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's take Ryan in Las Vegas on line one. Ryan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Ryan, are you there? I guess we lost him. Let's go with line two, John in California. John, you're on with Wayne Root. Are you there?
How's my Jewish brother, Wayne?
Hey, John, how are you?
Just terrific. I'm turning 80 this year, and my beard turned from because of I followed Daniel's diet. But I called about drugs in Minnesota. The autopsy, their drug overdose. And at 6'9", he wasn't impacted by the police officer at all. He said he had trouble breathing before he even got in that car that he broke out of.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to debate the fact that that guy George Floyd contributed to his own death. That guy was committing a crime. Yeah. That guy had been in and out of prison his whole life. That guy had done some terrible things, including invading a home where he tried to buy drugs, and the girl, I guess, was the wife of the drug dealer or the girlfriend, and he held a gun to her stomach while she was pregnant. George Floyd was a terrible human being, and he was filled with drugs and meth and fentanyl and COVID and all kinds of problems, and he just committed a crime. But that cop shouldn't have had his knee on his neck that long. There's no question it looked terrible, and he shouldn't have done that. So I'm not going to defend the cop either. I just think everybody all around was kind of guilty in that one. But John, I just, look, I don't know what to say except that our country is succumbing to liberalism, and liberalism is a mental illness. Uh-huh. How about that?
I know. I went to see President Nixon one time at his house in San Clemente, and they said that just a bunch of Orange County millionaires were there, and I was a part-time flexible clerk in California. distribution clerk. And here I was with all these millionaires. And even my pastor. And so.
Hey, John, you're kind of going in and out. I guess you're on a cell phone. We're losing you. So appreciate the call. Thank you, John. I couldn't understand John because he's going in and out. I don't know whether he was driving and on his cell phone or what, but he was kind of there and then he wasn't. Did we ever find out what happened to Ryan on line one? I guess he was on the car phone, and when you're waiting patiently on the car phone, and all of a sudden it drops off. So what can you do? Or you got to run into your house. You're done. Anyway, appreciate the call, John, and appreciate trying to get through Ryan. We'll take more calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Tulsi Gabbard calls on Joe Biden to stop domestic enemies like John Brennan, Adam Schiff, and Big Tech. Tulsi Gabbard is the Hawaii Democratic congresswoman who, you'll remember, ran for president of the United States, never got anywhere, of course, in the Democrat primary. They're not going to support a person who's kind of a libertarian. She doesn't really belong to the Democrat Party. She's not a traditional Democrat at all. She is liberal on some issues, but she's also libertarian and slightly conservative on others. And she calls John Brennan, Adam Schiff, and Big Tech domestic enemies and warns Biden to take action against them. I can't wait to hear what she says. When we get back, I'll tell you the whole thing. And I'll also tell you what Biden administration is considering mandatory for domestic air travel starting soon. Wait to hear this story. Wayne Allyn Root, your freedoms are going, man. Going, going, gone, goodbye.
You heard about this whole thing with this Chad Wheeler in Seattle with his girlfriend, this nutbag? No. Beat his girlfriend, nearly killed her just because she wouldn't bow down to him. Now, the girl happens to be black. Fine. No big deal there. All right. I'm not going to repost the pictures of Chad Wheeler's victims, but if this horrible situation isn't seen in the context of a hate crime, just... Yeah.
And check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com, and click on the red button. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off, FreedomHealthAlliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nah, you'll be fine. Oh, I wish you would.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I get news from so many different sources, it's hard to keep track. But I was just reading on my cell phone. I don't know what, you know, I don't even know where my cell phone gets news. Probably Apple News. I don't know. But I was just reading it was on my watch, my Apple Watch. News items just come across on the Apple Watch. I don't know where they come from. I have no idea. But there was just an article about Los Angeles has such a homeless problem and such a shortage of money problem to take care of schools and all the other problems. And yet, every one of their city councilmen has a staff of between 20 and 40 people. And the average salary of all of them is over $100,000 a year. And you wonder why we have problems in this country. Everybody that works for government expects $100,000 a year. Not everybody can get $100,000 a year. And when you work for government, you shouldn't make $100,000 a year. You know why? Because you have a safe job, you can't be fired. You have like tenure, right? So the result of that is you should be taking less money. That's the way it always used to be in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s. Everyone knew that government employees got paid less than a job in the private sector that was commensurate to what they were getting. You'd get less because you got the best health care program in the world, and you're not paying for any of it or very little of it, and you've got a pension that most people don't get in the private sector, and you've got tenure and you can't be fired. So you should make less, not more. And somewhere along the way, they realized, government employees, that if you form unions and you argue about your salary, you're going to debate and argue and negotiate with a politician that you just helped elect, and they'll give you whatever you want. And there's nobody in the room to represent the taxpayer. There's no lawyer in the room that represents the taxpayer. None. So they realized that, and they realized they could just hike up their own salaries. And cities are broke, states are broke, counties are broke, the country's broke. But all the government employees just get richer and richer. All the politicians, their staffs, and all the government employees that do not deal in law enforcement, because I always separate law enforcement because I love my cops. And they risk their lives, and they're tough guys. And without them, without that thin blue line, we got nothing. But, you know, all the other government employees get such ridiculous pensions and salaries, and health care programs, and not one of them risked their life. And there's no reason why they should be paid that much more than someone who has the same job in the private sector. Sponsor of this segment of the show is X3 Exercise Bar. I'm Mr. Exercise, but instead of working out hours with free weights now, I just do 10 minutes a day because of the X3 Bar. 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. And it's not just more effective. Studies prove 3 times more effective. That's why it's called the X3. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable, easily stored, used by dozens of professional athletes to replace weightlifting. The key components are made in the USA, and you get $75 off each time you call if you enter the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com, x3bar.com, the letter X, the number 3, bar, B-A-R, x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save your $75. I negotiate the best deals for all of you. We'll take Travis in Connecticut on line 1. Travis, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. What's on your mind tonight?
So I was curious about Biden wants to make illegal immigrants legal at the stroke of a pen, and I was wondering, has anybody considered filing a class action lawsuit to recoup the fees that legal immigrants have paid to come to the States?
Well, I hope so. Hey, Travis, there's a lot of reasons to file a lawsuit. That's only one of them. I think all of us as legal citizens, forget about legal immigrants, as legal American-born citizens and taxpayers of this country, I don't want to pay for all these illegals. I don't want to pay all their bills when you legalize them. What right have you got to make me pay for their decision to come to the United States? So I think we should be suing. Yes, legal immigrants could sue after everything they went through versus how easy it's going to be for an illegal who didn't wait 10 years or 20 years and didn't pay all the fees and all the fines. But, you know, I think legal American citizens, American-born Native Americans, should sue as well. Are you a native-born American, Travis?
I guess from England. And to come here, it cost us, you know, over $12,000 in attorney fees to do it legally, where she came and also waited for years to start working because that's the legal process. And so we gave up hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring my wife here the right way, and yet at the stroke of a pen, he wants to do it for free for everybody, so I have to pay for them too.
I get it. I think you and your wife both have a lawsuit. Both of you could contribute. You as the American-born Native American and her as the legal immigrant who did it the right way, you're both getting screwed by what Democrats and Biden want for illegal immigrants. Every American taxpayer is getting screwed. We're going to have to pay all their bills. Studies prove the numbers are dramatic. How much more crime is committed by illegal immigrants, how much more welfare they're on, and yet now you're rewarding them and legalizing them, and the bill is going to come to us. It's a disgrace. And what your wife went through to come here legally, all she had to do was, you know, fly to Mexico and then walk across the border. Would have made life a lot easier, right? If they're going to forgive you and reward you. Our country is so lost. But we're going to keep fighting every day. Wayne Root leads the fight. We keep fighting. We fight. We fight. We fight. Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.